From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia's number one economic sector is currently front and center at Georgia's number one fair. Georgia Farm Bureau reports from the annual livestock shows to a virtual walk-through garden. Agriculture is the centerpiece of the 2022 Georgia National Fair through Sunday at the Georgia National Fairgrounds and Agri Center in Perry. Nearly 1,200 youth and over 5,300 animals are entered in the Georgia Junior National Livestock Shows with grand prizes sponsored by the Georgia Farm Bureau. There are also plenty of great rides and food options throughout the fairgrounds. The National Milk Producers Federation says the temporary short-term lifting of restrictions on infant formula imports to address the shortage is a positive move to fill the supply gap. NMPF President Jim Mulhern says we do not oppose the just-passed Bulk Infant Formula to Retail Shelves Act, given its targeted volume and limited time frame. But Mulhern says his group emphatically opposes efforts that would create long-term dependence on foreign suppliers for a critical nutritional food. Smithfield Foods is sending more than 37,000 pounds of food to Fort Myers, Florida to help with recovery from the devastation of Hurricane Ian. The protein will be delivered to Mercy Chefs, a Virginia-based nonprofit that deploys to disaster zones across America. They will help serve free chef-prepared, restaurant-quality hot meals to victims, volunteers, and first responders in Fort Myers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.